This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masachti Vamas Nun Chesamud Beis. We are in the middle of a sugya regarding Rav Amram said. Rav Sheshes told us something, and he illuminated our eyes from the Mishnah, that Yesh Chupa Lepsulais, and he's supported by a Mishnah. Now, Yesh Chupa Lepsulais is the opinion of Rav on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, which according to Rashi means that if you do Chupa to a woman who is pasul to you, if she's a Bas Kohen, or if she wants to marry a Kohen, it will disqualify her from eating chuma. That's what it means, Yesh Chupa Lepsulais. Now, what was the Raya Yesh Chupa Lepsulais? Because it's talking about the Soita. A woman, when she has to swear, she didn't do anything improper. When she went into seclusion, she swears that she didn't go into, she didn't do anything improper as an Arusa, as an Asua, as a Shemeres Yavam, and as a Kenusa. So Gemara wanted to know, what does it mean she didn't do anything wrong as an Arusa? If the case was she was warned when she was an Arusa, and she drank when she's an Arusa does not drink because she's not in the domain of the husband. You need, Rashi says, Tachas Ishech. Elamai, she was warned when she was in Arusa, and then she went into seclusion, and she drank when she was in Asua, but the waters will not check her, because if she was warned as an Arusa, he would not be allowed to live with her as an Asua, and in that case, he is not cleansed, he is not clean from sin, so the water would not check her. Elamai, it's talking about, he warned her as an Arusa, and she went into seclusion, and he didn't do anything wrong because he's nechnasa l'chuppah v'lay nivalah. So we see that chuppah, in a situation where you can't have biyah, is a valid chuppah. We see chuppah l'psulais. So Rava said, what are you talking about? The whole Mishnah is inaccurate. Because there's a halacha that Soita water will only be effective if the bia of the baal preceded that of the boyal. But in this case, what we're saying is she was warned when she was in Arusa, and she did seclusion with another man when she was in Arusa, and she never had bia with the baal. So that means the bia of the boyal preceded that of the baal. So Rami Bar Chama said, no, it's talking about where he lived with her as an Arusa Bebeis Aviha. So the Gemara says, well, let's examine something, because there's a parallel case where she said, Amen, that she didn't do anything wrong as a Shoimeres Yavam. Now, in the case of a Shoimeres Yavam, in order to have a case where she's saying she didn't do anything wrong as a Shoimeres Yavam, it would have to be she was warned as a Shoimeres Yavam, and then she went into seclusion, and he didn't live with her after she fell to Yibam, but his bia must have come first, because if his bia doesn't come first, it's not Mibala Dei Yisheich. And what are you going to say? He lived with her as she awaited Yibam? Well, if he lived with her when she awaited Yibam, she would then be a full-fledged Yivama, and he would be kind to her. So Rashi says, Shemeres Yavam, Dechavasega Shemeres Yavam Shabalel, L'shem Znos, Beveis Chamia, Baal Menusa, and then he warned her, and she went into seclusion, and he was Machnas her L'chuppa, and he was Loi Nivala, and he gives her to drink, and he makes her swear that she did not do anything wrong in her original seclusion. Shabalel Yavam Beveis Chamia, says the Gemara, Shemeres Yavam Karala. This is not a Shemeres Yavim, then. Ishtay Ma'al Yehi. She's a full-fledged wife, because if you live with the Yavama, even L'shem Znos, you're Kaina. Why? Da'amar Rav, Kana L'kal. Rav was the one who said that if you live with her, even inferior Bia, you're Kaina for everything. Even B'Bia Shoige, Gomezid, says the Gemara, no, this goes like Shmuel, You know what the case is? The case is Shemeres Yavam, and he lived with her when she awaited Yivam, and it's going like Shmuel that he's not Koina for everything. Says the Gemara, why would you say it's Shmuel? This whole reason we brought in the Mishnah and Saita, the whole reason Rav Shesha cited the Mishnah and Saita, is to prove Rav Shita Yesh Chupa Lipsulais. And the only way to have a case of chuppa lipsulais, we said, is if you did chuppa and v'loy nivela. And now you're saying, in order to have a case, he had to live with her, beves aviha, and it's going according to Shmuel, who says you're not kind of for everything. But this whole raya and this whole Mishnah we're bringing in to support Rav. What, are you going to support Rav and read it like Shmuel Shita? That doesn't make sense. Says Gemara Chumay Eskinan, you know what we're talking about? He did not live with her as a Shemeres Yavam. You know what he did to her? Hachabamay Eskinan, Kagan de Avad Ba Maimer. It's talking about where he did Maimer. Rashi says, Kagan de Avad Maimer. The Acher Kach Ba Aleha Biznus Bebeis Chamiha. And then he lived with her Biznus in her father-in-law's house. So it's talking about, he did maimer to her. He did maimer to her when she was a Shemeres Yavam. Ubeishamai hi da'amri maimer koina kinyan gomer. And it's going like Beishamai, who says maimer is koni completely. Rashi says, Ubeishamai hi. So in other words, he gave her maimer, and then he lived with her. Beveis chamiha. And how does that help? Because, look at Rashi. It's going according to Beishamai that Maimer is Koina Kinyan Gomor, that she should be in Arusa Gemura. It throws off the Zikas Yibum. And then you're not Koina Bebias Mezid, only with Chuppah, like a regular woman, like we said in Perek Dalet Achim. And therefore we call her Shemeres Yavam even after the Bia, because you did the Maimer. The Maimer throws off the Zika, but she's a Shemeres Yavam because you need to do Chuppah. That's how Rashi learns the case. You gave her, Rav holds like Beishamai, that Maimer's Koina Kinyan Gomer, and that's what you did to this woman. You gave her Maimer. The Shemeres Yavam was given Maimer. And once you gave her Maimer, then even if you had Bia, it's not Koina her. You need to do Chuppah. And it goes like Beishamai, who says Maimer's Koina Kinyan Gomer. Now that's very interesting. That's the case where you gave her Maimer and then you lived with her. I believe Rashi has another pshat over here. Rashi says a few lines down, Lishna Achrina, Ve'ikr, De'kavasaga ve'shemeres yavim de'kashalach nami halav bas ashguyehi. The question is, A Shemeres Yavim is also not capable of drinking. Why is she not capable of drinking? Because if the case is she lived with her Beves Chamiha, then she's not a Shemeres Yavim. She's a full-fledged woman. No, it's talking about he lived with her Kishenichnas Alechuppa. So rather the case is what? He did Maimer. Now according to this second shot of Rashi, where he did Maimer, we're not concerned, the Bia of the Baal came after the Bia of the Yava, of the man who is Mazana. That's not a problem. Because this Baal is taking the place of the first Baal. and Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer, and it's called Tachas Ishech. So in other words, Rashi in his Ikar Pshat learns as follows. The question of Rami Bar Chama of the Kavasei Gabe Shemeras Yavam is, we asked before that how do you have a case that the woman drinks as an Arusa, but it can't be where the guy did an Avera, so he lived with her as when she was in Asua. So if he didn't live with her, and the bia of the guy who was mezana with her came first, that's a problem of mibaladei sheikh. So Gemara says it's talking about where he violated that, and he lived with her as an arusa. The kasha on that is that that's not shayach by Shomeres Yavam, because by Shomeres Yavam that would render her a full-fledged Yavama, so that's not a case of Shomeres Yavam. So it's not possible to give her to drink. If she was just a regular Shomeres Yavam, then you couldn't give her to drink before you lived with her, because it's not mibaladeishi. It's not tachas reshusach. She's not in your reshus. Elamai, you lived with her. That's an avera. So the only way to explain it is that he lived with her before. No, but that's not possible either, because then she would be a full-fledged yivama. So the Gemara says, no, he did maimer. If he did maimer, so then there's no problem that the bia of the person who was mezana with her preceded his, because since he's just taking the place of the original husband, so it's considered like that bia came first. So he did maimer, and it's going like Beis Shammai, who says, maimer is koine kinyan gomer. So Gemara says, ihachi hainu arusa. If so, this is a arusa. So what would the difference be between an arusa and a shemeres yavam? Because the case of a shemeres yavam is you did maimer, so for all intents and purposes, she's a arusa. What's the difference between an arusa and a shemeres yavam that you did maimer to? So Gemara says, anyway, in the Mishnah there's repetition. Ola tamechan, according to you, nesua uknusa lav chadam elsehi. Isn't the case of a nesua and a kenusa, isn't it the same? Elamai, the difference is, ela nesua didei uknusa dechavre, hachanami arusa didei v'shemeres yavam dechavre. You know what the difference between a nesua and a kenusa is? A nesua is your nesua. Shalosh zizei nesua. I didn't go into seclusion. I didn't do an avero as a nesua, or ukenusa, or someone else's kenusa. Meaning your brother. In other words, she's saying that she was a mezana as the wife of your brother. Hachanami arusa didei v'shemeres yavam dechavrei. Here also, she's saying she was a mezana as your arusa or as the shemeres yavam of her friend, namely of the deceased. So that's how these two cases are different. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Hai Tanahu, it's the following Tana. The Tanya we learned in Abraisa, Ein maknin la arusa, la hashkoisa kishi arusa, avo maknin oisa la hashkoisa kishi nesua. Rav Papa says as follows. Look at Rashi. Lo'olam lo'y teidok mina de'yesh chupa. Really, don't be medayik from here that yesh chupa l'psulois. Aye, but the chupa has to be without the bia. Why did it have to be without bia? Otherwise, he did not vera. V'hacha over here, kagoin dekinola, he warned her, k'shi arusa, when she's an arusa, Vinasa, and then she did nisuin, uba aleha, and he lived with her. Vahadar istatra, and then she went into seclusion, and he gave her to drink, through the kinoi. In other words, he warned her when she's an arusa. We said earlier that you can't warn a woman when she's an arusa because she's not under your domain. Rav Papa disagrees. Then Rashi says a different shot. Lishnachwina amra papa. Lo'ilam dikina lishay arusa v'istatra. Really, we're talking about you warned her when she's an arusa, she went to seclusion. Umashkala kshinasua. He is not clean. Because if you warned her when she's an arusa, and she went into seclusion, and he gave her to drink when she was in a nesua, then he's not clean. Haytana delesleihach drasha. Our tana does not hold of that drasha. V'zehu lashon mayriv hu nir ikar. Fine. So in other words, Rav Papa is saying that this tana holds that you don't have to be clean of sin. The water will check the woman even if the husband lived with her improperly. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Al Yidei Gilgal. This is easier. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's suggestion is a little easier. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said he makes her swear through Gilgal. What does that mean? Really, the Mishnah is he did not warn her. The Mishnah is talking about he did not warn her. And she did not go into seclusion when she was in Arusa. He lived with her. He did chuppah. He had relations with her. And he warned her when once nisuin was done and she went into seclusion. And once she drinks, she's drinking because of the warning now. And once she swears that she wasn't mezana as an asua, you could tack on and make her swear she wasn't mezana as an arusa. Not because you warned her as an arusa, not because she went to seclusion as an arusa, but there's something called Gilgal Shvua, that once you have a person swearing, you could tack on something else as well. So you have no evidence that the chuppah is without bia, the chuppah is with bia, and the bia was beheter, and there's no, the man didn't, the husband did not violate anything. What was the arusa business? You can't make an arusa, you can't warn an arusa, and you can't make an arusa drink. The answer is once she is swearing as for that she didn't do anything wrong as an asua, you could tack on that she's swearing she didn't do anything wrong as an arusa either. Fine. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina sent in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ha'oisa Maimer Biyavimtai. If you do Maimer to Yavama, V'yesh Le'ach, and there's a brother, Afiluhu Kayin, even if he's a Kayin, V'hi Kohenes, and she's a Kohenes, Pasal Min HaTshuma, it passes her from Tshuma. Until you do Nisuin. Why is that? Let's get the case. A Kohen died. And he had two brothers who are Kohanim. And one of them does Maimer to the Yavama. And he has a brother. Even though he's a Kohen and she's a Kohenes, she's Pasul from Tshuma. Until he does Nisuin. Why? Leman. Who does this go like? Ilei Mal Rav Meir. If this goes like Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds that if you're primed for Bia Psula, then you're ineligible to have Truma. Now this woman, is she primed for Bia Psula? Well, one of the brothers did Maimer. So the Maimer
other brothers, but there's only one brother, it would be fine.
Right. Now, if there are two brothers and one of them did Maimer, so what are the ramifications of the fact that one of them did Maimer? The one that didn't do Maimer cannot do Bia. So, now, this woman is really designated for the one that did Maimer. The one that didn't do Maimer, so he's not allowed to do Bia to her. So she, in a way, is prime for the Bia Psula of the one that didn't do Maimer. So until the one that did Maimer consummates it with Bia, it's puzzle. In other words, she can't eat truma, even though her father is a kohen, and she is, her old previous husband is a kohen, and she has maimer from a kohen, but she's mishtamer l'biya psula. Says Gemara, emer d'amer l'man. Who does this go like? Ilema l'Rab Meir. If it goes like Rab Meir, emer d'amer Rab Meir mishtamer l'biya psula loy achla. When does Rab Meir say if she's designated for biya psula, she doesn't eat? That's Midai Raisa. Drabanan mi Amar. Would Rav Meir say that if someone is Mishtamer Labia Psula Midrabanan, she can't eat Truma? So if it's Dai Raisa, Bia, which is Psula Dai Raisa, like Amon Kohen Gadol, that's an issue. But in this case, what's the problem? The problem, it's only an Isser Drabanan. So, who says Rav Meir would say that Mishtamer Sabiya Psul Midrabanan is a problem? Elamai Ve'ela L'Rab Lazar Rab Shimon. But Hashta Mishtamer Sabiya Psula Da'iraisa Achla Drabanan Mibai. But now that if she's primed for Biya Psula Midairaisa, she eats. So Midrabanan also, would you say, she... there's a shaila, but maybe she doesn't eat. In other words, according to Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, if a woman is mishtameres l'biya psula midai raisa, she eats truma. Certainly, if she's mishtameres l'biya psula midrabanan, elaki asa rabin amar asa ba maimer biyavimtai divrei hakol achla. Everyone would say she does eat truma. However, yesh loy ach cholal. But if there's a brother who's a chalal, divrei hakol eino echeles. Then everyone agrees she doesn't eat, because there he is pasul medaraisa. Now, why would everybody agree? Now, even if the koyin kosher did maimer, she's mishtamer to be a psula of the chalal, which is a psul daraisa. Now, why would Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Reb Lezer Reb Shimon hold that a woman who's mishtamer to be a psula of, let's say, amana l'koyin gadol, she is still kosher to eat shuma. So why a chalal different? The answer is because in amana l'koyin gadol, at least the amana could be... at least the Kohen Gadol could be machal b'truma to somebody else. But a cholol, there's no one he could be machal truma to. So therefore, even Reb Lez and Reb Shimon would hold that a cholol is considered mishtamer sabiya psula, and everyone, they would agree that it's it would pasul the woman for truma. When do they argue? When do Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue? They argue in a case where he gave her a get. Rashi says, "Koyin liyavimtoi koyhenes." A koyin gave a get to his yavama a koyhenes, and she's mishtameres labia, and it's a bia psula midrabanan. So she's mishtameres labia psula midrabanan. Now we just said that if you do Maimer, then everyone would agree she could eat. So why is get different? So let's see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echelas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echelas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echelas, Afilu Rabbi Meir, Dama Inu Echelas, Hani Mila, Mishtamer Esla Biyab Sula, Daraisa, Aval Drabanan Achla. Since it's only Mishtamer Esla Biyab Sula Midrabanan, it's not a problem. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Eicheles. Reish Lakish says she doesn't eat. Afilu Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon the Amri Eicheles. Even Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, who says she eats, Hanimili Dieshloi Lahachel B'Makom Acher. That's only if you could. In other words, here we're dealing with Issa Drabbana. Now, we said earlier that by an Issa Drabbana, L'chaira, everybody would say, Oicheles. But Reish Lakish is saying it could be this Issa Drabbana is different. That even though, even Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon, the Amri Oicheles, even Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon that say by Psul Doi Raisa, she could eat Truma. For example, Amon El Kohen Gadol, Hani Mili Diyesh Loi L'Hach B'Makam Acher. That's in a case where he could be machel someone else. For example, let's say he's a Kohen Gadol, he could marry a regular woman. Aval Hacha, but by a get, Kivan De'en Loi L'Hach B'Makam Acher Loi. There's no way to be machal a woman truma through gerushin. So, in this case, even Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon would say, Mishtamer Sabila Psula, she is exempt from, she is disqualified from eating truma. Vichi teima hachanami yeshloi lahachila bechoizares. And if you're going to say here also, there is a way to be machal a woman truma by gerushin, namely a complete gerushin, that if the man would divorce a bas koyin completely, she would return to her father's house and eat truma. Says the Gemara, chayzeres paska mine. If you give her a full get in this case means chalitza. So you cut her off from you, ukroy v'lebei nasha, and she goes back to her father's house. But here, in this kind of case of get, the get doesn't cut her off completely, and you're still attached to her, so therefore it is not maichel her b'tshuma. Aval hacha, over here, aval ha agidabe, she's still attached to him. Okay? So that is daf nun ches amud beis. Not an easy page, especially the top part. And we should try to review it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should help us clarify it as we review. Thanks everybody for joining, and have a great night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, and kol tov.
Thank you.
Kol tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.